Medicare is 38 years old today, and it may be about to get a big overhaul. Congress and President Bush want Medicare to start paying for prescription drugs, and they want private insurance companies to start playing a big new role. There's a problem, though. Insurers are not so eager. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Medicare has been a river of money since it began, flowing through hospitals, then doctors' offices, nursing homes, and home health care companies. The insurance industry, too, has tasted Medicare's bounty. In the 1980s, Congress set up a program to encourage seniors to move from standard Medicare to private managed care plans, says Tricia Newman of the Kaiser Family Foundation. The plan grew in the 1990s. It came to be called Medicare Plus Choice.
Many insurance companies had a great deal of optimism, as did members of Congress, that Medicare Plus Choice would really take off. And it did for a short period of time.
But in 1997, in a bid to balance the federal budget, Congress put a brake on the growth in the Medicare program. It capped Medicare payments to doctors and hospitals, and Congress limited growth in payments to most private insurers to 2% a year, even as healthcare spending was going up as much as 10 and 12% a year. Again, Tricia Newman.
The number of plans participating dropped by more than half. Many seniors became very angry at their companies, and companies were forced to pull out because they couldn't make the kind of money that they hoped to be making in this area. And I think today, many insurance company executives are reeling from that experience.
And they're being very cautious. Susan Rawlings is head of retiree markets at Aetna. Rawlings says Aetna is weighing whether to participate in the new Medicare plans.
I think it's very important to us that we're able to participate in the program successfully, which means earning a reasonable profit. And at the same time that the federal government is able to clearly explain to its beneficiaries what they're getting. And so they set the expectation correctly. And that way we can deliver on the expectation fairly.
The proposals before Congress would create new private Medicare PPOs. The new prescription drug benefit would also be offered through private insurers. Tricia Newman says the design of the new drug benefit is an example of the risks that insurers face because the benefit may well disappoint seniors.
It has all these features that are fairly atypical. The separate drug deductibles, the relatively high cost sharing, and it's, you know, it could be that seniors will not blame Congress, maybe they'll blame their insurance company when the program gets implemented.
Congress's rationale for involving private insurers is that private companies are more efficient than the government. Lawmakers say private insurers can provide Medicare benefits for less through their HMOs and PPOs than the government can. But even within the insurance industry, some question whether that's so. And there's another problem. The government would allocate the same amount of money for each beneficiary, regardless of whether they were in government Medicare or in private HMOs or PPOs. But PPOs tend to cost 25% more to run than HMOs, says Howard Fansteel, CEO of Pacific Care Health Systems.
The level of reimbursement that's being contemplated will be very difficult to operate under through a PPO model.
But, as Fansteel also says, Medicare isn't a market that insurers can ignore. The number of Medicare beneficiaries is expected to increase from 41 million today to 62 million in the year 2020. That may be why Congress is betting that insurers will jump into Medicare again. Insurers may be making a bet of their own, that those retiring boomers will be such a formidable political force that Congress will have to allocate enough money for the Medicare benefits that it's creating. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.